listener production.
Hi, I'm Saskia Channing and welcome to Central West Local News. Flood warnings for the Macquarie, Bogan and Lachlan Rivers today. Showers across the region, heading for a top of 10 degrees in Orange and 14 in Dubbo. Making news today, Friday, August 12. Wild weather set to drench the region. Strike action sees prison officers walk off the job. And the pilot program proving popular with a local high school. We're in for a few more days of wet weather here in the Central West, and we're being told to prepare for potential flooding. A cold front sweeping across New South Wales is bringing showers and the chance of a thunderstorm today. A word of caution from the Bureau of Meteorology, with a number of warnings already in place.
The concern would be renewed river rises and renewed flooding of both minor to moderate flooding, as well as some areas of major flooding, including a minor to major flooding possible at Macquarie River downstream of Bunurong Dam, which is within the flood watch, which is current.
Officer Morgan Pumper there. Prison officers in the Central West walk off the job today as part of action taken in response to upgraded charges of murder brought against an officer. It comes following a review into a 2019 incident where an escaping prisoner was shot at Lismore Base Hospital. The officer responsible was set to face manslaughter charges, now a change of mind. PSA New South Wales General Secretary Stuart Little says it's a major concern for members.
You know, this situation has really caused a huge degree of anger and, quite frankly, confusion amongst our members because, as I said, every day they have to take, you know, murderers, rapists, terrorists into the community, whether it's to go to court or whether to go for medical procedures.
We're coming into the final weekend of Orange's Winter Fire Festival. There's still plenty on offer for all ages. Orange 360's Caddy Marshall suggesting locals with kids check out the Circus Drop Zone and a special workshop topped off with a parade.
Certainly the Circus Drop Zone. There will be lantern making this weekend, and this Saturday, if the weather prevails, we will be aiming to have a little lantern parade, but certainly you need to go online and reserve your tickets.
A pilot program trialling flexible school hours at Orange High School is proving popular with all involved, according to the state government. It's extending the school day to allow more time for kids to take part in extracurricular activities, with more than 100 Year 12 students taking part in a HSC boot camp. Having a look at sport now, Narromine Turf Club's Gold Cup event hits the tracks this Sunday. The eight-race program kicks off just after midday, with the main event at 4:15. Race Day Secretary Sarah Mason-Wells says it's take your pick when it comes to backing a favourite.
So Not A Bad Idea has won the Coonabarabran and the Gill Cups. I'll Impress won at Dubbo at the Cup Prelude on the 7th of August. Wild Rocket, she's at home. She's on her home track and she's defending this race from last year, and she's also won the Cotton Cup in November. Not Negotiating has won the Magic Cup in December.
That's all for this episode of Central West Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at nswlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.